You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For City Counselling this week, I spoke with Waitakere City Councillor Shane Henderson about the recent report into Auckland City Council's response to the January 27th floods, as well as repairing infrastructure after the events. Shane also spoke about how some communities are struggling since the events. He also shared his views on Auckland Transport's parking strategy. I started by asking Shane what he thought about the flood report from last week.
I think it's a bit of a wake-up call for kind of the organisation and everyone within it, I'd say. Look, the top-line thing for me is that we weren't prepared for a disaster. And, you know, we can't run from that fact. We need to be looking at the policies and the plans that were in place and ones that weren't developed. Because once we got to the night and the rain's hooning it down, we're relying on the work that we've done before to kind of roll out. Well, at the time, staff were working so hard and with so much kind of passion and you know, it was really tough on them. But they were operating blind because they didn't have the policies in place before. You know, it's like that, the kind of, you prepare for a war in peacetime, right? You know, you get ready. And then when the day's on, then you just roll out the plans, and we couldn't do that. So that's what the report indicated.
And what's happening with that preparedness that you're talking about? Is there much been done or much talk within the council about making plans for future events?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, well, we're going to have a workshop on this report, and that I think will be a really good chance to get around the table as all councillors kind of thrash it out. And then from there, I think the Civil Defence kind of committee work will need to really take a precedence and really be a high priority, and we've got to work really hard at getting prepared, because you just never know when a storm's going to come, right? We've had once in a 100-year floods every year in West Auckland, and hopefully not anytime soon, but we've got to assure the public that we are prepared and we're ready for the next one.
Yeah, and I think that assurance for the public is a big thing. I know trust in local council can sometimes be quite low, or people maybe that don't believe how serious these sort of policies are. What can the council do to make sure the public can believe that these changes are going to happen and they're going to be safe next time a big storm comes in?
Yeah, public confidence is really key, and we've kind of got to front foot this report and its findings and really show some strong leadership on it. And things like, as I've said, developing those plans and those policies so that they are in place a lot better. I mean, you know, for example, we had designated civil defence shelter centres we're supposed to send people that were underwater, right? So it seems like you shouldn't put these things in a floodplain. These are some of the basic things that we need to get right. But, you know, I just want to stress that this isn't a reflection on staff at all. I think they did a fantastic job and a really hard-working job, and I want to thank them for that.
And speaking of the flood more generally, there's still a lot of things happening out in your area with sort of rebuilding and fixing. I noticed that Geotech are assessing a lot of the roads and things like that. Could you just give us an update on how things are, and maybe including West Coast beaches, like which ones are open and where people can get this information from?
Yeah, so we're focusing really hard on the recovery at the moment. Part of it is, yes, getting these roads back open to the wider public. I mean, residence access has been in place for a little while now. So that's going to be a priority. And, you know, geotech assessments, all that kind of stuff. I think these are engineering questions. They're not necessarily political ones. But to get updates, I would say the Auckland Emergency Management website is a good place to start. People are doing it tough. In a lot of cases, their lives have been turned upside down, and they're trying to deal with insurance, and they're trying to deal with a bunch of things. So that's kind of what we're focusing on, is trying to get people back on their feet as best we can, and communities back on their feet and back open and ready again. That's going to be a journey. That's going to take a few months yet, I'd say.
And how are people in these communities faring? I mean, it's been a fair amount of time now since the disasters struck. How are people's mental health and well-being in these areas that are still cut off?
Yeah, I was out at Karikari just last weekend talking to residents there. Things are tough, man. I'd say that mental health is a big issue for a lot of people because, honestly, you know, when your whole life falls apart as a result of a freak storm, obviously that's going to have huge effects on you. And, you know, as winter comes, I really I'm concerned that when we do get heavy rains, we're going to have people that are extremely anxious, extremely worried about whether this is the big one again. I know I sort of went through that myself after the the flood 18 months ago. I still, every time the rains are going, I 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and get worried about that. There is a real need here, and I think any mental health support that we can muster, I think we should try and gather it and put it in place.
And changing topics slightly, the parking strategy from Auckland Transport has come out, and there's been a bit of discussion in that around that lately, particularly around the on-street parking on arterial routes and removing those. 18 of 21 local boards have supported this strategy, but it looks like some of these proposals are getting watered down. What's happening with this?
Yeah, look, there's always going to be some backlash when we're talking about parking, and it's one of the flash points, I think, in Auckland public. But at the same time, look, if we... we're talking about arterial roads here. We've got to get people moving. These are transport-related sort of roads to get people going as fast as we can. We've got to look at things like bus lanes. We've got to look at cracking down on that congestion. And on main roads, we've got a couple of cars parked holding up an entire lane. You know, that's not efficient from a public use standpoint. And it's interesting to see that, you know, most local boards do agree with that viewpoint. But at the same time, look, it needs to be discussed and it needs to be thrashed out so that we can work together and try and get as much of the public on board as well with that one as well, and try and sort of listen to them and their concerns too. So I think that's why there's been some concerns about it potentially being watered down. Look, I'd say, look, it's a work in progress at the moment, and I just look forward to the conversation.
And what are your views on it for the Waitakere area? I know that is a big arterial route getting out west. What do you think could be done to improve that commute for people that are going out from the city back out to the Waitakere area?
Yeah, I think it's very important that we crack down on congestion through the Waitakere area. And a part of that is providing alternative transport options. So for so many West Aucklanders, they're reliant on the car because that's the only practical means of getting them around. And we're talking about parking strategies, which we'd be talking about, like I said, holding up entire lanes with a couple of cars parked. That's not efficient. But we've got to look at alternative transport, like proper bus services for most of my area. We've got to look at cycling and micromobility and kind of active modes as well. So it's not just a one-mode thing. We've got to sort of start backwards, right? So look, okay, how can we get as many people moving as quickly as possible through these arterials and then go backwards from there, and what's the most efficient way of doing that?
That was City Councillor Shane Henderson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.